time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Carbon County Royalty. Once again, I've got First Attendant Miss Carbon County, Emily Elliott, and Miss Carbon County, Peyton Anderson. They were just crowned the end of August. They've already had a lot of things going on just for a few weeks of being, you know, holding their reign. And we're going to talk about, you know, the kinds of things that they learned from the pageant, what they got out of it, and where this is going to take them and what's next for these guys. So, ladies, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate you.
Thank you for having us.
Anytime. Let's talk Miss Carbon County Royalty, and we're going to start with First Attendant Emily Elliott. Emily, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing pretty well. So here's my question for you. First of all, what grade are you in school?
I am a senior at Carbon High.
Now, I heard a rumor that we just had homecoming. Yes. I heard a rumor that you are the homecoming queen, reigning homecoming queen at Carbon High School.
I am indeed.
Very good. So what does that get you at Carbon High School?
So at Carbon High, the whole week of homecoming, I had to wear a crown and sash and do all the dress-up days and attend all of the activities and everything they had planned.
So really, it just sounds like you got more work.
Kind of, yeah, but it was lots of fun. Like, I got to ride in a horse carriage in the parade, and so it was great.
Very, very good. All right, so was this your, let's get back to Miss Carbon County. Was this your first year in pageant participation?
No, I've done pageants for a couple of years now. I did them when I was younger, and I just kind of messed around, and then I fell out of the groove. And then I came back and did Miss Carbon County's Outstanding Teen, and I ended up winning in 2019. And then we had COVID and everything, so I took a break, and then I came back and did Miss Carbon County and got First Attendant.
And you got First Attendant. Now, the one question that I always ask the girls that have been participating in these pageants is, what kind of things do you take away? What do you get from a pageant?
From a pageant, depends on the pageant. If you're doing a scholarship pageant like Miss Carbon County, then you really just learn interview skills and being able to talk to people, so just more real-life stuff instead of just beauty and glam.
Okay, and more on a more personal level, are there relationships that you're going to take away from this? What kind of things like that did you get?
For sure, relationships with our little girls is great. I love all of them, especially with Miss Carbon County. Me and Peyton are like really good friends. We're becoming like sisters, and it's just been a great time.
And as taking the First Attendant, you get a scholarship out of this, correct?
Yes, I got a 2000 scholarship. So,
and is that to USU or is that to any school?
That's to any school that I choose.
Okay, so that all came from the organization itself.
The organization, and we got donations from sponsors around Carbon County.
Okay, now when everybody participates in a pageant, they always have some type of a platform that they're going to use for the rest of the year. What was your platform?
My platform's called Keep the Beat, Move Those Feet, and it's for heart health and fitness because as a young child, I suffered from Kawasaki's, which is a rare heart disease, and not very many people know about heart diseases. They only know about like more common stuff, so I decided to get that out there, and if you move your feet and stay active, then you're more likely to live a longer life.
And we also talked about the fact that before you came on air, we talked about the fact that you definitely move your feet a lot come spring.
Yes, in spring I run track and it is the best thing ever.
All right. Emily, good luck the rest of the year. And, you know, if something were to happen to Peyton, you're going to have to take over.
You're right.
So good luck to you. And let's just hope that nothing happens to Peyton.
Yeah, let's hope. Peyton, you be safe out there.
All right. Peyton, how are you this morning?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You are Miss Carbon County for 2021. Now, I'm going to ask you the same question. Is this your first, like, dabble into pageants, or have you done them all through your life?
This is my very first pageant I ever did.
How can you go up from here, then?
I can go to Miss Utah hope to win.
And that's a good question. Are you going to go to Miss Utah this year? I know that they had kind of a disjunct, and Miss Carbon County decided kind of not to do Miss Utah. Are you going to go?
It's a thought in my mind, So I have yet to decide.
So that's the next question is, there the invitation is there if you wanted to go.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So this was your first year, and you knock it out of the park, you get Miss Carbon County. What's your platform that you're running on?
My platform is Look Before You Leave. As a young child, I was backed over by a car, and it took a huge toll on me, and it was basically like I restarted from the beginning. And not everyone knows that, like, this is a big thing here in Utah that happens all the time. And I just want to let everyone know how concerning this is. I still have problems to this day, and I'm 20 years old, and that happened, like, forever ago. And so I want to let people know the problems that it has on a child if they live or if they don't.
And I would say that, you know, it's a heavy toll on the family as well.
Oh, yes, of course.
So my question to you also would be, now, just like Emily, you got scholarships as well. So are you using them here? Are you going to another school? What are you doing?
So I did get a scholarship. At the moment, I am not going to school, but I will be going for medical coding. So once I go for that, then I can use my scholarship. But this is the biggest scholarship that a Miss has gotten in a while. So,
and can you tell us how much it was?
$5,000.
Wow. That's definitely worth the time and effort to put in,
yes,
on this one.
Yes, for sure.
All right. So, and you said you were going to go to school for that. What else is in the future for you? What have you got going on? Just that?
Right now, yes. I do have my own cleaning business that I do. So that's happening in my life. But really kind of just here waiting for my scholarship and just cleaning houses.
All right. And last question to you is kind of one of the ones that I asked Emily. What did you personally get from this? What do you take away from it? I mean, yes, there's always relationships and things like that, but what other kinds of things do you take away?
Well, for me, I have really bad stage fright. So this was a huge thing out of my comfort zone, and it really helps with stage fright and talking and huge crowds, because are your on stage questions very scary in front of all of those people. So you definitely take away a stage presence for sure. And of course the relationship is amazing. I didn't know Emily before any of this, and the first time I met her was on stage, and now we're like best of friends.
Very, very good. Plus the like Emily said, the littles.
Oh my
gosh. I got
gosh.
To meet them yesterday. They
are the best.
All right. First attendant, Miss Carbon County, Emily Elliott, and Miss Carbon County, Peyton Anderson. Thank you so much for taking out the time to come in this morning. We really appreciate you, ladies.
Yeah, thank you so much
for having us.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.